Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of Sour Graps, the final Rampage watch-along episode of Sour Graps. In the tradition of all Rampage watch-along on this channel, I am trying very hard not to pay attention to Chris Jericho segments on the show, which is tough because he's starting the show with a... Is this an ROH title match? I honestly don't know. Nor could I possibly care. However, I am rooting for Anthony Bowens to win, regardless of whether or not the title is on the line. But I'm not... Oh, no! Max Caster accidentally hit Anthony Bowens with the belt. He was trying to take it away from Brian Keith. Oh, no. Oh, how will we ever recover from what's happening here? Oh, Bowens. Bowens lost to Chris Jericho because Max Caster fucked up. No, it's so terrible. That, like, it'll be... So, AEW will automatically get 30% better the last day that Chris Jericho is an active talent on the roster. As soon as he is gone, the overall product will just get 30% better as if by magic. It'll be great. Won't we love it? Let's get this Caster Bowens thing done. The sooner we can get Bowens the hell up out of here, the better. That'd be really good. So SmackDown was on tonight. It's the last 2-hour SmackDown. Next week it's going to be a 3-hour SmackDown with no Rampage. And if, like, this is a live episode of SmackDown tonight, they barely can fill 2 hours with shit. Like, there's at no point does it feel like, my God, how are they going to pack in all this stuff into 2 hours? It's usually like, my God, they've got to stretch all of this shit, this small amount of shit, into 2 hours. So them going to 3 hours next week, oh boy, won't that be terrible. I honestly don't know what the format is going to be. I might play with some stuff. I might play with doing a watch-along of final hour of SmackDown while talking about the first 2 hours of SmackDown. But honestly, I don't know if I could subject people to that. I mean, it would be the same length of show and start at the same time that it has been. But I mean, how do you do a watch-along of SmackDown? I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know. So, yeah. Anyway, we got a very somber message from GM Nick Aldis about Kevin Owens and if he stole the Winged Eagle title, the title that means a lot to a lot of people, means a lot to me. And if he does not bring that title back by the end of the night tonight, he will suffer dire consequences. And at this point I was like, that's cool. He should keep the belt and then they fire him and then he shows up at World's End. Huh? Who says no? Wouldn't that be great? That'd be nice. No, they're not going to do that though. Bianca, Naomi, and Bayley versus Nia Jax, Tiffany, and Candice LeRae is the longest match on the card by far. This is Private Party doing a skit in the subway. That's fun. Good for them. this took up most of the show. Like, the biggest portion of the show was taken up by this six-woman tag match, during which a thing actually took place. Like, Nia and Candace refused to tag Tiffany in. And at one point, Nia is laid out in the middle of the ring, and Tiffany gets her briefcase and is going to cash in. But Candace stops her and is like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" And she says, "What the hell is wrong with you? I want to be champion." And then she realized what she said, took a beat, and then said it again. "I want to be champion, okay? Stop messing with me," or whatever she says to Candace. And then Candace, of course, gets pinned by Naomi. So Bianca is still hot on the trail of the person who attacked Jade. Is Jade Cargill? Huh. I'm going to try and figure this out. Jade Cargill, does anybody know in the chat? I am far too lazy to look it up. Does anybody know in the chat the date that Jade Cargill was murdered on the hood of a car? Does anybody know that date? I was joking at the time that she had been murdered on the hood of a car. It was definitely happened on the hood of a car. Is she dead? Is she in a coma? Have they tried asking Jade Cargill who attacked her? She was laid out, like, on her back, on the top of a car, having been pushed off of or thrown off of a dock on, like, a few feet onto a car hood with a lot of force, a lot of velocity in order to spiderweb the windshield. But my point is, I don't think there's any way she couldn't have seen who attacked her. That person may have been wearing a mask or in some way hiding their face. But, like, I honestly, it was right after Science of Blind, right before Survivor Series. So, over a month. Has she been in a coma for over a month? Because I think you should just ask her, Jade Cargill, who attacked you? Like, here's the deal. I believe fully that the way we will find out who attacked Jade Cargill is that Jade Cargill will come back from her real injury, be cleared to wrestle, show up, and just attack the person who attacked her, which means that she will have known this whole time who it was who attacked her, and nobody will have asked her the question, "Who attacked you?" You know what I mean? She's an eyewitness to her own crime. They ask mugging victims all the time to go and look at a bunch of suspects in a lineup and go, that is the man who attacked me. So if you ask Jade Cargill, who is the person who attacked me? Did you see their face? Yes, I saw their face. Is it somebody you know? Yes, it's Bailey. Or yes, it's Raquel Rodriguez. Or yes, it's Naomi. Or yes, it's Charlotte Flair. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she would know and she'd be able to tell you. Has anybody asked her yet? I feel like that would solve a lot of these problems. But anyway, Naomi pins Candice LeRae, which of course gets Naomi another title match versus Nia Jax next week on SmackDown. Private Party won a squash match against a couple of jobby jobbers. This doesn't feel like a series finale. It doesn't, does it? I don't think they seem to really give it a shot. They don't seem to really they're not making this feel special at all. They should. Oh, here we go. Here's Leo and Andretti in their spiky jackets. Why are they dressed like 1940s sea mines? I've never understood those jackets. It doesn't make any sense to me. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller have given... There's a brawl going on now between the Private Party and whatever the hell you call Leo Rush and Top Flight. Oh, look, Leo Rush... Is this going to be a triple threat? Might be a triple threat, right? Guys, triple threat? Anyway, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller are like, you owe us money because all of our stuff for the Grayson Waller effect was broken last week. So he says, no, I don't, I guess. And then they decide that they're going to so Austin Theory has a match with Braun Strowman, which is a match created in a lab for me not to care about it. Here's Will Hobbs. Man, that dude is beefy. I'm low-key, this is one of the matches I'm looking forward to the most on the card for World's End, and they're not doing nearly enough to promote it. Honestly, Will Hobbs, who the fuck cares who sent you a text while you were injured? You should care more about getting the title. That is the thing that you should want. He's going to bust his head to the white meat? Do you mean gray matter? Will Hobbs versus Takeshi is going to be a great fucking match. I mean, it's going to be excellent. So good. Oh, look, Thunder Rosa's here to do. Is she going to beat a job or two? Austin Theory loses to Braun Strowman, which is a thing that, you know, obviously was going to happen. So I guess that's fine. You know, Austin Theory loses to Braun Strowman. Great. I guess that's what we're doing. So cool. That's it. All right. Hold on. One last time, everybody. One last time. So this is the last time we're going to do this. And I'm very sorry about that. But the Thunder Rosa is here. She's trying a pinfall. I did not get this lady's name she's fighting, but I do not anticipate this match will be very long. Do we know who this is? People in the chat, do we know who this is? Do we know who this was? Who is this? I don't know who this is. I'm sorry. This is Layla Gray. I did not recognize her with the straight hair. I did not recognize the Layla Gray. I did not recognize the Layla Gray. The Layla Gray looks different with the straightish hair. I honestly did not see Layla Gray. I thought it was somebody else. She's been having her hair all poofy. She's been having her hair all poofy. She looked like Frida, the little red, the naturally curly hair girl from the Charlie Brown's Christmas special. Don't you love that special? I love that special. Oh my God. It really was it never was such a bad little tree. That one it always gets me all verklempt. Where the little tree turns out to be a lovely tree at the end. Oh, yes. But anyway, she looked like the girl with the curly hair, Frida. That was her name, Frida. I used to go to school with a girl named Frida. She did not have curly hair. She barely had any hair at all, poor thing. It was a terrible accident involving acid, I don't know, something like that. But anyway, she barely had a face, this poor girl. Her name was Frida, too. We called her Frida because her face and her head looked like it would have been fried. It's terrible. Anyway, Layla Gray used to look like she had the curly hair like Frida. But anyway, here she is now about to lose to Thunder Rosa. So Thunder Rosa, she delivers a nice drop kick, though, to Thunder Rosa. So there we go. We're going to pick him up here. Oh. Yep. Throwing a couple of elbows there to the midsection. A big chop to the collarbone area. So then we're going to throw Layla Gray. You're going to be throwing her in there. Uh, A big drop kick there from the Thunder Rosa. This match is going into picture in picture. Going into picture in picture. Okay, let's see. Last picture in picture I'm going to do here. Oh, look. Oh, from James Gunn. Oh, no. It looks like Superman's dead. Superman has a dog? I confess, I did not read the comics. But I had no idea that Superman has a dog. Lex Luthor looks so young. He looks so young. I like the Gene Hackman Lex Luthor. What can I say? I'm a sucker for the classics. But why is Lex Luthor so young? What is this obsession with making Lex Luthor so young? I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. You know what? You can keep your Superman. I don't like him. He's a goody two-shoes. I don't trust him. There's got to be something else going on. There's got to be something else at work. I don't know what it is. He's also a foreigner. I don't know if you know this. He's a foreigner. He's from a different planet, so you can't trust him. We don't know. We don't know. Has he ever passed the citizenship test? Has he? I don't know. I honestly, like I said, I don't read the comics. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Superman. I'm not a big fan of the Superman. Honestly, he's too good to be true. And every man that I ever knew who seemed too good to be true, I can tell you, those men, they were not super. They were not super at all. One of them was a super. He was a superintendent of a local apartment building, but he was not super in the sack, let me tell you. So, yes, no, I do not think so. I do not think so. Yes, they should have gotten, obviously, the Cody Rhodes. The Cody Rhodes should have been Superman because of all the stuff with the things, and he's such a goody two-shoes himself. The Cody Rhodes, he's obviously who it should have been. So. Anywho, let's get now. We're just getting commercials here, and I don't care about the commercials. I care about the Rampage. I care about the Rampage, as we should all. We should all. So this is all it is. This is all it is. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Laura Palmer's ghost says, Linda always reminds me of the aunts who adopted me when I went to university in downtown Philly. That's wonderful. You gotta love the Philly aunts. The ladies in Philly, they and I get along great, I'll tell you. But, you know, whatever. They're Eagles fans, so what do you do? Anyway, we're back here. The Lila Gray. Oh, yes. With a little front suplex there. Trying to catch a breath on the ropes there, Lila Gray. Thunder Rosa apparently thought she was going to waltz through this whole thing, but she did not because Lila Gray is putting it to her. Oh, big knee from Thunder Rosa and a big chop. And an elbow with a little European uppercut. Another chop. Drop her into the corner there. Thunder Rosa rolling, frontward roll, running in. Oh, a big jumping, running clothesline into the corner. Oh, up and over with the knees to the chest in the bottom turnbuckle. Lila Gray, I'm afraid I'm going to have to be the one to be the bearer of bad news. I don't think the rest of this match is going to go very well for you. I don't think the rest of this match is going to go very well. Oh, a giant jumping dropkick into the bottom rope. Drags her into the middle of the ring. One, two, and out kick out by Lila Gray. My goodness. My goodness. Picking her up. Gonna try a little. Nope. Oh, and a big forearm shiver. One back, two back. Oh, and then that's. Oh, oh, a side effect. A side effect. A side effect from the Lila Gray to the Thunder Rosa. I did not know she had that in her repertoire. I did not know she had that in her repertoire. a little butterfly, but a butterfly there. No. Little back body drop counter. Pick her up. Oh, jumping double stop to the spine. That did not look like fun at all. Not look like fun at all. Don't like it. Oh, no. Cobra clutch. That's it for you. The Thunder Rosa versus the Mirai Hamai. It is going to be quite a match, I think. Unfortunately, I do not think there's any way that Thunder Rosa wins that, but it should be a lot of fun to watch, I think. I mean, who could know, possibly? All right, well, that's it for me. Goodbye, everybody, for the final time. Toodles. You never know. If we end up doing watch-alongs of the final hour of SmackDown, maybe they'll put a women's match on the final hour of SmackDown, and we could have Linda do wrong names for WWE girls. Anyway, Braun Strowman beats Austin Theory, as he should. Backstage, we also get Sami Zayn coming in to talk to Nick Aldis, says that the Bloodline came to Raw and got involved with something. Oh, look, Hook's on. What's Hook gonna do? Oh! Hook, it's gonna be Hook. This is the Hook versus Nick Wayne match as the Rampage main event. You know what? I think that's a really good final main event for Rampage to put up. I do. Hook versus Nick Wayne, like, if they get Hook back on track, him versus Nick Wayne could be a really cool rivalry that extends into the second half of the decade. You know what I mean? That's a good thing to do. So, Chelsea Green does her U.S. title celebration. She comes out and she says a lot of funny stuff. And then Mee Chin comes out with a kendo stick and hits Piper Niven with it a lot. And then chases Chelsea Green out of the ring because Chelsea Green has no intentions of actually fighting because that's the kind of champion that she is. So I don't want to be the one to say, I told you so, but I told you so. If tonight is any indication, the final, like the title reign of Chelsea Green is going to be everything that I thought and I feared it might be. We're not getting any new interesting new challengers. It's just Mee Chin versus her, which is a thing now we've seen several times already. And we're gonna get Chelsea Green, who has beaten Mee Chin before, running away from her because she's so damn scared. I don't know, man. I really wish they would book Chelsea Green to be a good wrestler and not a chicken shit, but what am I going to say? Hey, backstage, the Street Profits obviously directly suspect DIY of attacking them when they were laid out. And then DIY took their place in the title match versus MCMG and ended up winning the titles. Street Profits suspect that because literally nobody else could possibly think that that would be another possible answer. It's the only thing it could be. So here come Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly say that they know who attacked the Street Profits. And they're about to say Gargano, but then they say Garza. And they're like, Oh, really? Thank you for letting us know who is the actual culprits who attacked us, say the Street Profits. They go find the Garzas, and they beat them up backstage. And Nick Aldis is like, hold on. You guys have a match tonight. I only booked two matches for the show tonight. Two of them. So we were going to have a two-match, two-hour show on SmackDown. But anyway, Garzas should be wrestling more often. They're very good. The Street Profits should be wrestling more often. They're very good. There's a lot of really good tag teams in the employ of WWE on the main roster, and they're not using them. So this match was great. Street Profits beat the Garzas and are like, well, now that we've gotten to the bottom of who's the people who attacked us, like they actually think they took out their real attackers because they're dummies. They go backstage and they're like, we want a title rematch. And MCMG is like, we want a title rematch ourselves. You guys should get to the back of the line. And then in walks Apollo Crews and be like, you guys are so dumb. You guys, oh no, Christian just broke Hook's hand again, kind of, with the clipboard thingy across the steps. No, here we go. Remsburg is going to throw everybody out. Oh, bye-bye, Kip Sabian. Bye-bye, Mother Wayne. Bye-bye, Christian Cage. So Apollo Crews had to come and tell the Street Profits they were being a bunch of dum-dums. And that obviously it was DIY because they have a lot to gain. Specifically the tag team title shot during which they won the titles. So dumb. Makes the Street Profits look so friggin' dumb. But whatever. And then we see what's their names? The Yes Boys. We see the Yes Boys say to Gargano and Ciampa, hey, since we made sure the Street Profits don't think you attacked them, do we get a title shot? You scratch our backs, we scratch yours. And Tommaso Ciampa's like, no, I don't think that's how it's going to work. But thanks a lot. And so that's the thing happened. So Sami Zayn versus Sami Zayn versus Carmelo Hayes, because Sami Zayn ran afoul of, or Carmelo Hayes ran afoul of Sami Zayn. I don't fucking care. Do you? No. They made a match. Sami Zayn and Carmelo Hayes was good. But the match was fine. Carmelo apparently attacked Braun Strowman after he beat Braun Strowman by countout last week. He attacked him backstage. And so tonight he's facing Sami Zayn, and he's so overwhelmed by Sami Zayn, he decides to willingly take a countout loss. And Braun Strowman runs out from the back to attack him before the count of 10. So Carmelo gets out of a possible running power slam and then runs to the back. Braun Strowman follows him. Sami Zayn is in the ring and is attacked by the Bloodline. The Bloodline beat up Sami Zayn a lot. So who makes the save? Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman runs down to try and make the save. He clears the ring, but then he's left alone with Jacob Fatu. And so, like, Jacob Fatu beating the absolute dog shit out of Braun Strowman is a thing I guess we could do. That's not bad, but sure, why not, I suppose. Braun Strowman is on SmackDown. The new Bloodline is also on SmackDown. They're not moving to Raw. They're on SmackDown. Roman's on Raw. At least we're getting rid of the whole Bloodline Civil War feud. At least that's not happening anymore. Thank God for that. But that we got We got Braun Strowman getting a chop blocked by Tama Tonga, and then Samoan spiked by Solo Sikoa, and he beat down in the corner, and Sami Zayn tries to make the save, and Sami Zayn ends up getting beat up and beat down, and they stand over him. All the officials are in the ring, and then Kevin Owens comes in. Kevin Owens, by the way, answered the ultimatum from Nick Aldis by sending in another video from his car. It was very well done, and says, "This is my only leverage. My only leverage is this, is the belt that I have stolen. I deserve to be the champion because the referees fucked me over. But if you think I'm just giving it back to you, there's no fucking way. It's the only leverage I've got. So how about this? I'm going to meet you in the ring tonight. Just you and just me. Let's talk about this." And so he ends up coming in. They go to commercial. They clear the ring of everybody. It's just Kevin Owens with Aldis. And he's like, "I want a rematch. I want a rematch versus Cody Rhodes for the world title. I think I deserve it. You should give it to me." And Aldis is like, "No, this is not, we're not giving this to you. We're not going to do that. You have to give it back to me or you're going to be fired. Are you going to be fired?" He says, you will be, "This is your last time you will appear in a WWE ring." And I was like, "Oh, please, please God, let this be true." And no, unfortunately, Cody Rhodes comes out, no neck brace or anything, not even selling the horrible neck injury he received less than 2 weeks ago. But like, they pretty much told us he was dying in a local medical facility, I'm pretty sure. Paralyzed from the neck down, but he made a miraculous recovery because he's Cody Rhodes. So this is all we're going to do. Cody Rhodes says, "I want the match." Kevin Owens is being called like a despicable human being or something, when obviously he's correct. Everything that he is saying is correct, and Cody Rhodes is a fraudster and a liar and a terrible friend and a phony and a kiss ass. He's like, that belt means so much to me, and it means so much to the man who brought me in and put the title around my waist. I love Triple H so much. I wish he was my dad." Like, that's fucking bullshit, that kind of shit that Cody Rhodes is saying. He could not be more of a corporate kiss ass if he tried. So he says, "Let's have a ladder match." And oh my God, I am rooting so hard for Cody Rhodes to fall off a ladder. He doesn't have to die or even be seriously injured, just humiliated. I just want Cody Rhodes to fall off a ladder when he's not supposed to during this ladder match they're going to have at the Royal Rumble. They're going to spend a whole goddamn month building this Kevin Owens versus Cody Rhodes match where neither of them are going to wrestle, probably, on 3-hour SmackDowns. What a terrible idea. Canadians never lie. It's very true. It's very true. The Outrunners are going to be on 0 Hour. Guess who won't be watching? This guy. Fluff and filler for 5 weeks. Yeah, and he wrestled in Jacksonville this week, and they push it out on WWE socials. What are we doing? Well, it's a different part of the multiverse. Sometimes things that happen in certain parts of the multiverse aren't canon, but in WWE, anything that happens on a house show didn't actually take place. Anyway, we've got 15 minutes left of Rampage. Is this match gonna? They say this is the main event of Rampage. How much longer is this going? Shotkin says, "Hey, Alex, just dropping in to say I was at this Rampage, and as quiet as it sounded on TV for Jericho's match, does not do it justice. Could have heard a pin drop, save for the odd person telling Jericho to retire. Everybody hates Jericho. It used to be just me, but now it's everybody." At least I can say correct. They set a 20-minute time limit. So, guys, you know what the last 5 minutes of this episode is? The last 5 minutes of this episode is going to be Jon Moxley's Welcome to the Jungle video, which is going to piss off everybody but me. Go Hook. Hook, 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 Hook. Shibata's here. Shibata has a 2x4. Shibata has a 2x4. That's Hacksaw Shibata. That's Hacksaw Shibata. Ho! Oh, Nick Wayne able to fight back. So what the hell is the last 10 minutes of this fucking episode? That was a really great counter into the Taz mission. That was a really great counter into the Taz mission. That was great. Love it. That was great. There's 10 minutes left of the Rampage. What's going to happen? Oh, is this going to be it? This might be it. It'll be like a highlight package. It's going to be a highlight package. Oh, they're murdering Darby? Okay. This is the best thing that's ever happened on Rampage. We saved the best thing for last. This is great. Okay. I'm so excited. I'm like 15 seconds behind everybody else. All right. Let's kill Darby. Let's kill Darby. Yay! Yes, kill him. Get him. Get him. Take him out. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pilmanize his neck. Pilmanize his neck. Come on. Oh, he's going to jump off of something high to do it. Oh. Man, he didn't actually do it, though. He stepped on the chair pad. Yeah, kick him down the stairs. Down the stairs. Yeah, down the stairs. That is great. Yay! Bye-bye, Darby. Bye-bye, Darby. Go climb Everest. Go climb Everest. Bye-bye, Darbs. Bye-bye, Darbs. Yeah. Yay! Yay! This is good. All right. Yeah, that was kind of weak on the chair. I guess they didn't want to actually kill him. Which, whatever. In all actuality, I am already tired of this trailer for Superman. It happens. It's coming out on July 11th. It is not January yet. I cannot take 7 more months of this trailer. Please stop playing it every commercial break. Thank you. In advance, Warner Brothers Television. Thank you. Yes. Hey, you know what, Cyclo? My favorite Rampage match would have also been this match, Darby versus Sammy versus Andrade. Had Andrade, the right man, actually won it. you like every nobody recognizes. I don't think anybody actually realizes how much I am watching a match and I go, this is the guy that should win. And if that guy doesn't win, how much it ruins the match for me. Ruins it. So I went into that match going, Andrade is the only possible guy who can win this match. If he does, I have no doubt the match is going to be awesome. The match was awesome up until Andrade didn't win it. And now the match, in my mind, I remember it as fucking awful because Andrade didn't win. That's just the way it works. Christian versus Omega was amazing. He should have won that, man. Jesus. Oh, it should be great. That was really excellent. I like that a lot. Yeah. I don't remember who he faced. I don't remember who he faced, but the guy who, if you ask me who was my favorite match, my favorite Rampage match of all time, it's Takeshita versus somebody. Oh, Penelope and Bunny versus Ty J was great. The parking lot brawl was amazing. Man, Rampage had some bangers back in the day. Rampage had some fucking bangers. Cole and Hangman deathmatch. Yes. Yes, that is an amazing one. Where Hangman put a barbed wire crown on Cole. Yes, an episode that aired on Good Friday. Yes, that was so good. Dustin Suzuki was also really good. Takeshita, it wasn't Commander. It was Takeshita versus, this is back before Takeshita turned heel. Before he joined the Don Callis family. Was before he joined the Don Callis family. It was Takeshita versus, God, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Takeshita versus Eddie. That might have been it, honestly. Max versus Utes 3. That was amazing. Mox versus Utes 3, yes. Cyclo, no, nothing has Jay Lethal in it. Could even possibly approach a good match for me because Jay Lethal is in it, so. I like Mox, and I like this version of him as champion. They're just not doing the right things to make him as champion in this reign hit. They're not doing those things. I entirely blame TK for not doing the story surrounding this correctly. But man, I love it. Yeah. Well, this is great. Moxley being like, I'm in the ring. You come and talk to me. Figure it out. Commander? No, dude. No. That was a dumb idea. There's zero chance, Commander, that was going to work out for you. Commander, that would... Come on. You just become ROH TV champion. This is dumb. You never, ever, ever should have listened to Darby. Look what happened to Darby. This was all your fault, Commander, honestly. Because you decided to do Darby Allin's dirty work and take the brass knuckles out of his probably has never been washed pink furry coat. This is on you, Commander. Everything that's happening to you, it's all on you, man. All right, here we go. Marina and OC facing off. Like, Marina should be wrestling dudes. Just give her a local talent every week. Willow versus Marina is going to be great. Willow versus Marina is going to be really excellent, I think. I think they're going to do right by that. Hangman Page is here. Jay White jumps the fence. Here we go. Commander, what the hell do you think you're doing? All right, now this is something. This is something. They're outnumbered. There are four dudes, right? In the Death Riders. There are four dudes in the Death Riders. Oh, okay. They're coming in to fight. Oh, Lance Archer's here. Okay, you know what we need? We need some junior members of the Death Riders. Bring in some guys who are like, oh, cool, the ladies are brawling too. Oh, lady staff are getting involved. Not the lady security. The security sisters are here. Here come Private Party. This is what we need. This reign has always needed. This reign has always needed. Christian Cage standing up there with a clipboard. That's great. This reign has always needed a straight up, you are with us or you are against us. And we need some other heel acts to like become junior members of the Death Riders to at least like help them out a little bit. What, they're smashing the, what are they doing? They're turning out all the lights? They smashed the light board. This is great. Pac just canceled Rampage. Pac just canceled Rampage. This is awesome. Cutting the lights to escape is excellent. I like that a lot. This is great. Goodbye, Rampage. It was fitting. You have a brawl going out on in the dark. This is great. Mox ended Rampage. This is great. Mox ended Rampage. That was excellent, you guys. I loved that. I loved every second of that. This was what Mox taking over was supposed to have been. All right. Well, goodbye, Rampage. It was fun while you lasted. And, you know, until then, I guess, yeah, it was fun. We'll figure out what we're going to do next week. For now, I guess the thing we say is that was Rampage. SmackDown's going to be 3 hours starting next week. Everything sucks.